This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear plant was once again knocked offline in the early hours of Saturday amid sustained shelling. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has details.
Russian-backed authorities say the latest shelling destroyed a key power line and penetrated deep into Zaporizhia, an official adding the facility has now switched to servicing its own needs. Late on Friday evening, the same authorities said the plant had been under fire for about 2 hours, blaming Ukrainian forces in the latest of a series of similar claims. In Zoya, a small village 12 miles away, residents said they could hear the sound of explosions in the area, one saying, "It's not the shelling that scares us most, but the risk of a radioactive leak." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his nightly address on Saturday that Russia's preparing what he called a decisive energy blow on all Europeans for the coming winter. In his remarks, Zelensky cited the continued closure of the Nord Stream 1 pipeline, which Russia shut down earlier this week for maintenance and has yet to reopen. Tens of thousands of protesters from the far right and far left have joined forces to rally against the country's pro-Western Czech government in the capital of Prague. Police estimated that the crowd at Prague's central Wenceslas Square numbered around 70,000 on Saturday. Some of the groups represented at the demonstration included the major anti-migrant populist Freedom and Direct Democracy Party and the Communist Party. The protesters demanded the resignation of the current coalition government, which is led by Conservative Prime Minister Peter Fiala.